Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Otakuology Podcast. I'm your host, Otaku Mike. With me as always is my co-host, aka my heterosexual life partner, Mr. Jin Graves. How's it going today, buddy?
Pretty good.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear because it's been about a month. It's been about a month to the day since, unfortunately, we lost the legendary Akira Toriyama. Now, I wanted to wait to talk about this. Tragic event that happened, I feel like, throughout the anime and manga fandom. But I kind of wanted to, talk about, like the reaction, what we thought about it, exactly like the lasting impact of probably now, I say this, I had problems with, I would say more with the Dragon Ball fandom, I would say, than Akira Toriyama himself and his art style and his creating and whatnot. It was more the fandom that I have a problem with. But like the lasting impact that Akira Toriyama had or has had on the world itself, I've said it myself, I've had problems with, I guess, Dragon Ball fans. Even though I do like Dragon Ball, I'm not going to nitpick or whatever at this moment.
Love this Dragon Ball. Woo-woo.
It's been interesting to see like how the world has reacted. And they're still reacting, I would say.
That's true. I'd agree with that. I feel like there's still people that are very sorrowful about things and that they still kind of don't know how to take it in.
Yeah, no, I agree. Because, like, I feel like this is probably the most impactful death of a manga creator we've had. Ever.
I can agree to that.
There were, I'm not excusing, I've said, Mirai had a really big, came out of nowhere. This came out of nowhere,
Right.
Stuff like that. But seeing entire countries, even the leaders of said country acknowledge that this happened.
Yeah,
is crazy to think about, and sadly he passed away on March 1st of 2024 of a brain aneurysm is what everybody says that happened. And right.
Didn't know for a week.
We didn't know for a week, which I feel like that was best to let his family, I don't know if he had family or not, or if he had a wife and child or children or whatever, or
he had a wife. I don't know if he had kids. I know he had a wife
or his parents or his relatives to grieve.
Yeah.
It says a lot. I feel like that it was kept such a secret.
Yeah. We knew that. After that happened, it was part of his wishes, to basically do that. Because I feel like if it was really any of those other things, it'd be a celebrity wedding where everybody's trying to get into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
And so, whenever he passed, I felt like the hush hush was a correct route to go. Because they were able to kind of have their time and
to mourn and grieve.
Yeah. And to basically bury him or whatever they did and have that time. And there wasn't a big boom of all these people, with some stuff oh my God, we have to get to Japan, or, you know, we got to go to his house, or we got to do this, you know, like, because the fans didn't know.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nobody knew. No, nobody knew. I've heard also reports that he might have had a brain tumor as well.
Yeah.
I heard that he hit his head. He fell and hit his head. And because of him hitting his head caused the brain aneurysm.
Right.
And he felt tired. Basically, same thing like Bob Saget had. Like, Bob Saget had the same thing from what I've heard.
Yeah.
But I don't want to really speculate on that or whatever. That's what I've heard. That's what I heard listening to, like, another podcast as well. Yeah. Because they actually talked about, like, the passing of Akira Toriyama. And they said they feel like if anybody is going to have the same impact as Toriyama, like, when they pass, they even said that it might be Hayao Miyazaki, in a sense.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, and I'm not even sure on part of that, because, you know, at some point, you know, we have these guys that are getting old, that are doing these things, and they are pushing themselves to the limit, and, you know, it's like, at some point, it's kind of like, when do you see it coming and when do you not? You know, it's kind of like, not everybody's like a Betty White. You know, we had Betty White, I feel like, way longer than we should have, and that was great that we were able to have her as long as we did.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
You know, but not everybody is as lucky as that for us to be able to keep them around and do all that other stuff as long as we would like or to have them.
Yeah, but no.
Knowing when they get to a certain age and, you know, things like that, we have to know that stuff is more prone to happen.
I mean, yeah, because, like, you know, we think about it, like, we have these actors, actresses, writers, directors, you know, voice actors, you know,
right,
manga artists, you know, and we think that they're, like, I don't know if the correct term is, like, omnipresent. But, like,
I can see that, yeah.
You know, like, we don't think of them as people sometimes, and we think, oh, they're going to be around forever, you know?
Well, and because part of their works, we can go back to them over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And think, like, hey, you know, they don't actually age because their films, their works aren't aging with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, that's, you're absolutely right. In that that scenario, I would say.
But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think it did have a big impact on that. Now, like I said, I don't know what that is, but we do still have those works that he did.
And so, I would have to say, to an extent, like, so, like, Toriyama, like, revolutionized, I would say, manga in a sense. Like, he revolutionized, like, gag comedy manga with Dr. Slump.
Right.
And you could say he revolutionized it, like, shonen manga with Dragon Ball. I know over here, Dragon Ball Z are technically separate, but they were one series over in Japan, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he did revolutionize that. And one thing I have to say, and, you know, and he even, like, did character designs for Dragon Quest, Chrono Trigger, two huge games. Dragon Quest is a huge franchise. Like, right. He would do all the covers for the games. He would, you know, design all the characters and stuff like that, all the monsters, you know. He was had a big hand in that, you know.
Right.
Like, it wasn't just manga. Like, I know everybody remembers him for Dragon Ball, you know, but I feel like he was so much more, in a sense, to like, create, like, other creators as well. And, you know, like, but a lot of people, I feel like, just looked at him for Dragon Ball.
Right.
And it's it's interesting to see like how like people still do look at him for Dragon Ball, but like how people are finding his other works, like i.e. Sandland. Like Sandland has blown up this year.
Right.
Even before Toriyama's death, like people are finding it again. We're getting a video game that looks amazing. We're getting a TV show.
Right.
Based on Sandland. And like even like Toriyama himself like wrote a new story for the Sandland video game. So after like the original story for like the manga is done, like that you play through, apparently you're gonna get to play through a whole nother story in the Sandland world that Toriyama created.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be cool. Freaking cool, I feel like, because Sandland is amazing. Like I think it's probably one of his greatest works, I feel like, in my personal opinion. You know, somebody who is anti-Dragon Ball,
you know? I kind of wonder if we'll have another almost like manga theater where we'll have some of the other works that he had on the side.
Well, the thing is, like, I'm very curious, like, was all the one-shots all published already? Because I know he ended up stopped drawing.
Right.
You know, and, like, people are all worried, oh, man, you know, oh, Dragon Ball Super is not finished, you know, but he didn't draw that. He just wrote it. You know, hopefully there's an outline or something. Well,
and he didn't even start writing it. You know, somebody else did. He had handed it off.
I think he supervised it.
Well, not at that point, because he handed it off thinking like somebody would be able to like control his, you know, handle his baby and like move forward. Yeah. And then, you know, like they started it and it just kind of started going to shit. So then he stepped in and said, you know, let me give you some direction.
Let me guide you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, so, you know, we got all those Dragon Ball movies the last couple of years that he wrote.
Yeah.
You know, and what was it? He also did something else. I can't remember off the top of my head. The new Dragon Ball anime that's coming out. He had a big, big hand in that.
Yeah.
The one where they're all children, which looks kind of fun, I feel like. I feel like it's going to be fun.
It's going to be Dragon Ball all over again.
Which originally, apparently, that was going to be just a web exclusive show.
Yeah.
But apparently, because of everything that's happened and the popularity surrounding it, they're going to put it out on television. You know?
Yeah, awesome.
But to see, like, the tribute, like, just pouring out, you know, like I said, you know, people, other countries acknowledging the passing, you know, my timeline was nothing but tributes to Toriyama for quite a while.
That's true.
Like, it was just Toriyama, 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 Toriyama. Like, seeing him.
So, go ahead. So, I want to ask you this question on that.
Uh-huh.
Because being one of the people that has started trying to really, like, buckle down on working on our Instagram and whatnot.
Yeah.
Do you think that some of those people that did any of that were not so much doing it for Toriyama, like to honor him, but were doing it out of selfish reasons, like just hopping on the bandwagon?
Possibly, but I mean,
because there were a lot that I was trying to find a good tribute one for him.
Uh-huh. And
as I kept looking, people just had like, they'd have a piece of art that was kind of in his style and everything. Uh-huh. And then they would have their name just blown across it. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't see that at all.
I had a bunch of different ones that were like that, that kept popping up. And I was like, okay, well, I want to use somebody's art to, you know, throw this out there, uh-huh, and kind of like give them a little bit of, like, you know, like our outlet, letting them have a little bit of our outlet, and then throwing that out as a tribute to him as well, you know, a little after it happened for our Instagram page.
Yeah.
And it took me forever to find a good one because so many people in that art ended up throwing or branding their name onto it too. And I'm not saying I don't think they should have done it, but you know, some of the other ones I saw, they put like their little symbol in the corner, and they really didn't take anything away from the art. But there were other people that I saw where it really, like, kind of took away from the art, because it was like, okay, well, you're honoring him, but at the same time, you really want people to know and hop on and like enjoy your stuff.
I mean, like, I could see, like, maybe people taking advantage of it, you know, if they're making like videos on YouTube or something.
Right.
And in that sense, you know, hopping on that bandwagon, you know, and getting that early like algorithm push.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that, but like with this, I really don't know. It is very, very hard to say.
Yeah.
To an extent. Cause like, even though like I'm not a huge fan, you know, I appreciate the work for what it is. And there are stories that I really, really, really do like of Akira Toriyama's, you know. Right. I was even affected by it, and I was like, God, like I woke up and I it was like the world almost shut down. I feel like, you know, like nobody really cared about really promoting their stuff or anything like that.
All right, guys, sorry, technical difficulty. We got through the first part of this recording and then something happened. But we're back now, so we're glad back to still be able to have this podcast to contribute? No, that seems contribute? Like drama. To memorialize Akira Toriyama.
I guess, yeah. I honestly don't remember what we were talking about.
I know, because we had technical difficulties.
We had technical difficulties.
That set us off for a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think we should probably go into like all the different people that we know like he like touched with his work. Not per se like us that watched it and are just schmoes. I'm just going to say that schmoes, because we didn't go into the manga or anime industry at all. But people that like watched Dragon Ball and other works that he had, and then actually grew up and became manga artists or other things like that.
Well, there were a lot of people who, like, one thing I saw somebody do was they collected all the photos of like different manga artists who drew like Dragon Ball characters in their particular art style.
Yeah.
Which was really amazing to see the outpour of like just them, like, you know, mourning their friend, you know. What was it? Is it Kishimoto? The guy who did Naruto?
Yeah.
Seeing him, like, he like was really good friends with Akira Toriyama, apparently, and so was Oda. Yeah. Seeing them, you know, like mourn their friend was very, very sad to see, you know.
Right.
And like,
well, and so for me, one of the saddest things I think that I've seen is how everybody draws like Goku or somebody that is, you know, whatever. And like those characters are all wishing like Akira Toriyama goodbye.
Yeah.
And I understand that because technically we still have those works, but I also feel like that's a little incorrect, because I feel like even though like we still have those works, that those characters have already kind of retired with him.
Oh, you mean like works that have been finished?
Yes.
Like, say, like
I've seen people like have Naruto. Like, I've seen people have like Gohan or something like that, and it'll be, or Goku, like young Goku, and it'll be him like wishing Akira Toriyama like goodbye, and I'm like, I don't know if that's exactly right. You know, I kind of feel like that character has moved on with it.
Did you see the last?
Nobody's going to be able to uphold these characters the same way he did.
Did you see the last thing that he actually like kind of drew and doodled out? Which I think it was for the manga. Sure. I think it was for Dragon Ball Super. It was Piccolo like walking away and like waving goodbye to Goku.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which that was like, oh, like if they ended it like that, like with Goku and Piccolo, you know, maybe just having like a final conversation and like just walking away from each other. Cause like, I feel like Piccolo was like his first like big, like adversary.
Yeah.
You know, with King Piccolo and stuff, you know,
enemy turned friend.
Yeah. Enemy turned actually like a really good friend.
Yeah.
You know, everybody says all Vegeta, but like Piccolo, I feel like is an even bigger friend to.
Yeah, because Piccolo was around in Dragon Ball, so
yeah. Seeing just the outpour of support and people mourning, and like even like one that I thought it was really sad, but also kind of hilarious in a way. Like the actor who played Goku in Dragon Ball Evolution.
Oh no.
Publicly apologized to Akira Toriyama's family for how much they fucked up making that movie.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like a movie like I guess people do still talk about, but like kind of got erased from the Dragon Ball like mythos, you know?
Oh, no, most definitely.
Like, nobody talks about that movie. Well, if they do, they talk about it in a bad light.
Most definitely. You know? I mean, I really think a lot of people don't acknowledge that.
No, they don't.
But, I mean, you know, there's a lot of them that do that.
Yeah.
Not loyal to the fan source, I guess.
How did you feel like when you found out?
Fine. I mean, you know, like I was a little bit upset about it, but you know, I can't say like I was super super torn up about it, because like sure that stuff was a pivotal like thing in my life or whatever, but
yeah,
I didn't know him in general, like as a friend or anything, like
personally.
Yeah. So I mean, for me, I don't think I took it as hard as a lot of other people. Like my brother, like spent almost like a whole week, like, dude, I'm crying and da da da, you know, like all this other stuff. I'm like, you know, I understand some people that
work. Yeah, it just hits people differently.
Will I say like one of our granddaddies of manga, you know, did they go away? Yeah, you know, but I also feel like too, like it's kind of our duty to uphold like that tradition and things and move forward with like what he kind of left with us or slash like taught us. I mean, cause think about how many of us actually like, from a young age grew up with Dragon Ball Z and all this other stuff.
And very much like when you look at it now, like Dragon Ball is a series that's what, like over 30 years old now.
Yeah.
And it's definitely one of those series like in his works that, you know, we'll need to, I don't want to say like keep pushing it forward.
Yeah.
Like
and I think we just have to like keep pushing the message, you know, like, you know, like how it was like standing up for justice and doing what's right and, you know, things like that. I think that's something that still has to be like pushed forward. And I think that now with his passing and everything, that people that thought, oh, well, you know, I could go out and I could be Goku and beat people up and do this or whatever. Like, it's kind of the other thing of us that are older that grew up with it too and understand more so of what the reading of that stuff is now interpreted when you get older to like have people understand.
I mean, like, Goku never really, I feel like Goku never really truly wanted to fight most of the time.
I agree.
You know.
But I think that's also like a thing, you know, that some people can learn from as far as like maybe trying to end a fight with like a joke, you know, before it even gets like started. You end it with a joke before you actually throw a punch. You know, you do that, you invite somebody that might be having a bad day to come eat with you, you know, versus like not doing anything of the sort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I get you.
And I feel like these are things that we learned from Akira Toriyama through like Goku and Gohan and all that other stuff. And also just to like live life and have adventures.
Yeah.
You know, if anything, I think that's really taught me a lot from reading Akira Toriyama and Junji Ito and all these other people is that, you know, while you do have a life and they have life, that it's the adventure that you're taking through all that.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
And while some of us aren't able to really do that or use the ability to draw, or maybe some of us are bad story writers, you know, use your gifts as best you can to actually, you know, accomplish something with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, I agree with that, you know, and like, I look and like, you know, like have a Toriyama inspire you to, for you yourself to go and create works of greatness.
Right.
As well. Like, don't like, I would say like a lot of people, I feel like rely on him and like make like fan art and stuff and do like beautiful, awesome pictures. But like, imagine if like you made it and went and created like the next Dragon Ball.
Right.
You know?
Right. You well, know? And I mean, not only that, I mean, imagine like, imagine if that was somebody on your like list that you wanted to meet, you wanted to be able to talk to or whatever, you know, and now that he's gone, it's kind of like, well, you're not able to do that. And I feel like maybe a bunch of people will be like, well, now I can't do that. You know? So like that wish that I could have is unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, you got to think about who he touched, such as like we talked about, like Naruto and One Piece and things like that. Like, those are still people that we have, so maybe you should try and like reach out and see if you can talk to those people or somebody that they've helped or whatever. Same. And you know, just kind of like pay that kindness forward in what you know and everything else.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that, I have to say. But yeah, it's sad to hear about because it was very unexpected.
Yeah.
You know, he was fairly young. He was like 64, 65, maybe, I think he was. I can't remember exactly how old
I think he was older than that.
I know he was in his 60s.
Hold on, give me a second. Keep talking.
I was trying to look for his age. He was born in 1955. He was 68.
There you go. So he's almost 50. Or almost 70.
Yeah, he was almost 70. But still, like, he touched so many people. And the world is definitely a little less brighter, I guess, without him in it, you know? But I feel like people can pick up the pieces and make the world just as great as he made the world.
I agree.
You know,
and just in, like when all the people, I think they went to Moscow. I don't know if you saw it or not, but where all the people went and they all gathered in one town, and I think it was in Moscow. I'm not sure.
Was it for like the giant mural that was painted?
No, they all went to all of them at the same time. They tried to perform a spirit bomb.
Oh, I saw that. That was in Dragon
something
Ball
with an M.
That was in Dragon Ball Xenoverse.
No, this happened in real life.
Oh, real life?
Yeah. I can't remember what town it was in, but all these people went to the town and they all did that together for him.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, it definitely has people coming together.
I feel like that's true too, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that people need to look. They need to look forward to the future of that and look past other selfish endeavors. I feel like that they could get out of that.
Yeah, it is definitely like a celebration of his life.
Right.
Like, yes, there is mourning, but there's definitely a celebration of his life and the person that he was, right. You know.
Right. And I mean, I also think that there's also so much mourning that we can do. And I don't really feel like Akiyo-chan Ryaben was somebody that had a lot of mourning in his life.
He was very much, I want to say he was like very much a private person too.
Yeah, that's true. I felt like just from like what we've gotten, especially since a lot of his stuff was jokey or whatever, I feel like he did have like an adventurous life. Like he was also like jokey, obviously. And, yeah. You know, so with his passing and everything, you know, we probably should remember him in those fond ways versus, you know, oh my God, you know, he's gone. You know, nobody were like, take a positive spin to it.
Yeah. I would say like his every time he had like put like in like a one shot I read or something, like his like comedy was on point.
Right.
Like he could always make me laugh. Like right. I preferred his comedy over like his big fight scenes. That's why I loved the first half of Dragon Ball.
Well, because
it was just comedy driven most of the time.
I also feel like reading Dr. Stone and some of our other stuff from manga theater that we've read.
Dr. Slump?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Dr. Slump, yeah.
And some of his stuff from manga theater. I also feel like that he was somebody that laughed at his own jokes.
On a most definitely.
Because there were some of them that I know on some things you and I have read, and I'm like, this is all like fucking poop jokes and stuff, and I'm tired of it, you know. And I could sit there and read it and be like, I bet he was sitting there cracking up while he
probably
was doing
the art for
this. Like, oh, everybody laughed at this, you know, poop joke, you know, some kind of shit like that. But
and just like the world building he would do, like I've talked about this before, like his mechanical work was like on point. The way he would just draw different vehicles and stuff and have all his own spin on the vehicles, whatever. Like he was on point with like some of the greats, I feel like. And like mechanical mecha work. Even though he hated drawing that stupid tank for Sandland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he gave it a character to everything that he did.
Yeah. No, he definitely did. He definitely did. And he's definitely going to be missed, I have to say. And that's where I feel like we should end the episode is like, you know, we're going to miss him, you know, regardless if we didn't know him or not, you know.
It's right.
Sad, you know, but we're always going to have his work, his works that he worked on, you know, his art, his stuff like that, you know. He's still going to be influential even though he's not around anymore.
Right.
You know.
Completely agree with that.
But yeah. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. If you want to talk with us about this, you can reach us on our Instagram at Otakuology Podcast. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. See you later.
Yep.
Peace out. Stay safe. Go read some Akira Toriyama manga.